on?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. What game is this?
Game six, I think.
Game six. Pop up. Tori runs in, makes play. Hey, this is our sixth game here for the girls high school softball. We're here at another. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Another cold afternoon here at Fort Recovery. Chelsea Timmerman on the mound. Throws one in there a little bit high for ball. First inning, top of the first. We are playing the Franklin Monroe Jets. Are they the Jets?
Yep.
All right, there we go. Franklin Monroe Jets. Second batter up, number 16, a lefty, Carrie Baker. She's a senior for Franklin Monroe. She fouls one back behind home plate. Chelsea's ahead of her in the count here. One ball, two strikes. First girl up, popped out to Tori. Tori Vaughn playing first base tonight. We got one out. Chelsea's ready. Pitches. Fouled back behind home plate. And Logan couldn't get to it. So it falls in there in the mud. We're here at Fort Recovery for our sixth game here with Steve Stone and Darian Sheffer. Say something, Darian.
Hello.
There we go. Chelsea's on the mound. Chelsea Timmerman pitches in there. Hit over to Carly Stone. Carly flips it over to Tori for the out number two. Carly Stone playing second. We've got Devin Post at short. We've got Casey Vogel on third. Chelsea pitching. Logan Ranley behind home plate. Number 10 for Franklin Monroe's up to bat. Nicole Cool. Cool takes first pitch in there a little high for a ball. We've got two outs, top of the first. Pretty chilly again today here, Darian.
Yeah.
At least the wind's not blowing.
Yeah, that's true. And no snow yet.
No snow yet, but looks like we could have some flurries.
Yeah.
Who do we got in the outfield? We got
Hannah Kanapke in right, Audra Metzger in center, and Emily Hart in left.
Emily Hart bundled up out there. Can't hardly see her face.
Nope.
Third pitch in there for a strike. Chelsea's got two balls, one strike, and two outs here in the top of the first. Popped up. Chelsea runs in, makes the play. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Great inning for the Indians there.
1-2-3 for the Indians. Ready to take. We're back here at the Fort Recovery Girls High School softball game. We're playing Franklin Monroe. Franklin Monroe Jets. In their blue and white uniforms. Top of the order. Bottom of the first inning here. We've got Audra Metzger leading off, and we've got Logan Ranley on deck. Very kind of gloomy, overcast day, really chilly. I think it was about 37, I think.
It was cold.
When I got here. First pitch in there, a little high for a ball. Number 12 pitching for Franklin Monroe. Emily Morris on the mound. She's ready, pitches. Throws down a bunt. She runs, gets ball. That was a good bunt. Pitcher made a good play on it. Nicole was ready for – was that Nicole? No, 12. Emily, the pitcher, ran out, made a good play on it, came up firing, fired a bullet over to the first baseman, which was Bridget Filburn, and Audra's out. But she laid down a good bunt, hustled, got one out. Logan's up to the bat, strike one. Pitcher's ready. She deals. Logan fouls that back, straight back behind home plate, out of play. Got one out here in the bottom of the first. Pitcher's ahead on the count. No balls, two strikes. Pitch to the plate. Logan hits one. Oh, right out to second base. Second baseman rushes over, makes the play.
Sliding by the second baseman there.
Sliding on her knees, makes the play, catches the ball right in front of the bag, second base. So that's going to be out number two. We got Devin Post leveling the bat. She steps into the box. She's ready. Pitcher's ready. We got Casey Vogel on deck. Pitch to the plate. Strike one. Devin takes a big cut at it and misses. Pitcher's ready. Devin digs in. Pitch to the plate. She hits a chopper foul. Bounced foul off the third baseline. Third baseman runs in, picks it up, flips it to the pitcher. Third base for them is Kinsey Goins. Playing Franklin Monroe here. Monday evening. Pitch to the plate. Fouls one back. So we got no balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the first. Franklin Monroe Jets were out. They got 1-2-3, right?
Yeah.
In the first inning.
Good inning for the Indians there.
Devin's fighting up there. She fouls one out right over the dugout, out of play. Get a new ball in there. Pitcher's got it. Devin steps out of the box. He's back in again. Pitcher's ready. Delivers. Low for a ball. Ball one. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Got Devin Post at the plate and Casey Vogel on deck. Oh, good pitch in there for a called strike and caught her looking. So that's going to end the inning for the Fort Recovery Indians. 1-2-3, and we'll be back. We're back here at the top of the second inning. Fort Recovery Indians, girls softball here at the Ball Diamond at the high, at the middle school, elementary school. Very cold, overcast day. Were you hoping they'd call a game? Wouldn't have it tonight, Darren.
No.
Oh, you're tough.
We're tough, yep.
Ball's pitched and hit to third base. Casey gets past Casey. Rolls just beyond her. Number 21 there for Franklin Monroe. Kenzie Goins is on first, safe with a single. Devin did a nice job backing her up there.
Yep.
Ball was hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
Got past Casey and
right
Devin.
At the glove, end of the glove, I think.
Yep, Devin backed her up. Bunt. Pitcher runs in, grabs it, steps. Vonnie steps on first for an out. That advances the runner to second. She lays down a nice bunt, but Chelsea's right on top of it. Picks it up, fires it to Tori. Tori steps on first for our first out, and that advances the runner from first to second. So we've got one out, top of the second. We've got Kenzie Goins on second, and we've got Allie Armstrong at the plate. Allie hits one towards Carly, gets past her. That is going to score one run. Ball gets picked up by Metzger, thrown into Carly. That scores one run from second, and that gives Allie Armstrong a single and an RBI. Ball was just beyond the reach of Carly, gets past her, and good thing Audra was there, picked it up, and held her to a single. Pitches in there, bunt. Chelsea runs, grabs it, throws to first, got the runner at first. Chelsea's getting a workout between pitching and picking up bunts. She's getting a workout.
Doing it well, though.
Yep, she's doing a great job. That advances a runner to second, so we've got a runner on second base. We've got number three at the plate.
First baseman, Bridget Philburn.
Philburn.
Just a freshman.
She takes the first pitch for a ball. One ball. No strikes, two outs, runner on second. She digs in, pitches in, a little high. Runner had a big lead, but she heads back to the second base. Top of the second, they scored one run here earlier in the top of the second. Chelsea's ready, delivers. A little low for a ball. She's got three balls, no strikes, two outs. Top of the second. Runner on second base. Pitches in there for a strike. Good pitch by Chelsea.
Yep.
Three balls. One strike. two outs. Chelsea's ready, delivers. Another nice pitch in there for a strike. Brings the count to full. We got three balls, two strikes.
This would be a big out for the Indians here.
Two outs, that would be a big out. Come on, Chelsea, get it in there. Oh, popped up. Popped up to our shortstop. Easy play. Devin makes it look pretty easy out there. Grabs that one for our third out. That's going to take us to the bottom of the second. Indians up to bat. We'll take a break. We're back here. Casey Vogel is stepping to the plate, playing Franklin Monroe Jets from down in Dart County. Our guests here tonight. First pitch is in there. Casey hits a really nice ball out into right field. Oh,
wow. That would have been a nice hit.
She hit a great first pitch and drives that ball out into deep right field and falls just foul. Really get the bat on the ball, though. So Casey levels the bat. She's ready to get back in there. Pitcher's ready. Casey's ready. Ball to the plate. Hits another one.
Just the opposite way.
Hits another nice shot down the first one was down right field line. The next one's down left field line. Both of them out of play.
Straight one of them out. Be a nice hit.
Yeah, absolutely. She's getting the bat on the ball. That's what we like. No balls, two strikes, no outs. Pitch to the plate. Low. Low for a ball. One ball. Two strikes. No outs. Bottom of the second. Pitcher's ready. Delivers. A little high. A little high, maybe. A little outside.
A little outside, I think.
A little outside. Evens account. Two balls, two strikes. No outs. Casey Vogel at the plate.
Got her on a high one.
Yeah, man. Brought a scorcher in there about at her chin, and she went for it and missed for a big strike. That's a strikeout.
That'd be hard to lay off of.
Yeah. So she's taking her seat at the bench here, and we've got one out. Chelsea's to the plate. She hits another nice ball right past the first baseman but falls foul. Chelsea Timmerman, she's been getting a workout. She's pitching and picked up a three or four bunts that's been hit back her, bunted back her way, and made the plays on all of them. Pitch to the plate. Nice pitch in there for a strike. So pitcher's ahead on the count here. Two strikes, no balls, one out. Fort Recovery Indians. Up. She hits the ball back to second. Second flips it to first. Gets her pretty easy at first base. Indians playing their sixth game.
Sixth game,
already?
Yep.
We've done six games together? That can't be right.
Yep.
Time flies.
Two doubleheaders, I think.
Time flies. Oh, that is right. We did.
Yep.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Always.
Pitcher delivers. Outside for a ball, we've got Tori Vaughn at the plate. We've got Carly Stone on deck. We've got two outs. Bottom of the second. Pitcher delivers. High for a ball. Tori's got two balls thrown to her and no strikes. Two outs. To the plate. Called strike. Well, before I got here today, I didn't hear the Reds opening days today. Game started at 4, and the Reds are down 2-1 in the third inning. Pitch to the plate, another called strike. Evens the count at 2-2. Saw some pictures from the big opening day. The sun's shining down there. Looks pretty nice. And
I would love for the sun to come out over here. The
sun's not shining here, but pictures I saw, my brother and a bunch of his friends are down there sending me pictures, tormenting me. Didn't invite me, but they sent pictures. Low for a ball. Full count, three balls, two strikes. Tori's working up there.
Need to run her on base here.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Tori's ready. She digs in. Pitch to the plate. She fouls one back to our coach, our first base coach, Mr. Ryan Ten. Head coach, Mr. Jeff Vaughn. Tori Vaughn, I think, is related. She's at the plate.
Yep, I believe so.
Pitcher's ready. Delivers. High.
Good at bat for Tori there.
Yep.
Really made the pitcher work.
Yeah, she worked. She made her work. Now she hustles down to first. We got a runner on first. We got Carly Stone at the plate. She digs into the batter's box. She's ready. Pitcher checks the sign. Pitch to the plate. Strike. Low. Carly checks a sign from the Coach Vaughn. She steps back in. Pitch to the plate. Hits a nice ball right up the.
Good wheels by Carly there.
Yep. She hit a ball right between first and second base. Players, neither one could get to it. Rolls out into right field. Hustles down to first for a single. Right fielder picks it up. Number 8, Kennedy Morris, fires. She's a freshman, too. Fires that back into the first baseman. Advances Tori to second. So now we've got runners on first and second. Two outs. Got
Taylor 10
Taylor,
at the bat.
Taylor 10 digs in. Takes the first pitch in there for a strike.
She can hit the ball a ways if she gets a hold of get one here.
Yep, we've seen her hit the heck out of the ball a couple different times. She steps in, takes the pitch, foul. Just about hit Kanapke with the foul ball. We got Hannah Kanapke on deck. Taylor chops one right towards her. No balls, two strikes, pitch to the plate. Oh, got her swinging. Three strikes, so she's out, and three outs for us, and we'll take a break. We're back here at Fort Recovery. Top of the third inning. Very cold.
Very cold.
Very cold. Very gray, overcast day here at Fort Recovery.
Seen a few snowflakes fly around
here.
Yeah,
there has been a few snowflakes this afternoon. Indians ready here. Chelsea on the mound. She delivers a first pitch. Popped up. Chelsea's running in, calls it, makes a play easily in front of home plate. So that's out number one.
Indians playing well on the defensive side right now.
That's a good way to start the inning with an out, absolutely. Yeah, they're looking good. Looking good tonight. Playing well in the cold.
Yep.
Got number 8 up at the plate. Kennedy Morris, freshman. She takes first pitch for a strike.
Great pitch by Chelsea there.
Only got, I guess they got 3 seniors on the team. Looks like they're playing a lot of freshmen. Maybe they're going to be good coming the next few years.
Yep.
Next pitch in there for a ball, though. Counts 1-1, 1-1. One out, top of the third here. Our Indians are down just 1-0. Chelsea's ready. Delivers. Little high for a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. One out, Chelsea Timmerman pitching. Doing a great job so far, top of the third. Chelsea delivers. Low for a ball. Playing the Franklin Monroe Jets, the Lady Jets. Sporting that blue and white. Ball's hit to third. Chelsea grabs it, throws. I'm sorry, that was Casey.
Good play on both ends of their part there.
Yeah.
Casey kind of bobbled it, threw it over to Tori. Tori had to jump up a little bit, came back down on the bag.
Yep, that's excellent. 2 up, 2 down so far. Casey to Vaughn for out number 2. Chelsea pitching. Throws one in there for a ball. We got lefty up to bat here. Kerry Baker. Kerry digs in. Chelsea's ready. Ball's pitched. Ball's hit into the gap.
Oh. Great play by Hunter Metzger out there. Diving head first and snags that ball.
Great.
Kind of a head plant looked like there.
Great play. Great play by Audra Metzger. Ball is completely hit dead center in a gap. That was a gapper.
That was awesome.
That was a gapper. Audra gets on her horse, and she is flying towards the ball, makes the play, and then falls head first into the turf and still holds on.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. We'll be back. This might go. We're back. Indians up to bat. Who do we got up there? We got
freshman Hannah Kanapke.
Freshman Hannah Kanapke getting ready to take the plate. And then we're going to start with the top of the order with Audra Metzger, who just made a tremendous play out in shallow right center field for their third out. So we've held them to just one run. We're at the bottom of the third right now. Hannah levels a bat, checks a sign from the coach. She digs in. We're ready to go. Pitch to the plate, fouled back behind home dugout. We've got Emily Morris, a junior, on the pitcher's mound. Pitcher's ready, delivers. Low and outside for a ball. Hannah steps out, takes a couple of swings. She's ready. Pitcher's ready. Ball to the plate. Ball is hit hard out into right field. Right fielder runs in, makes the play. Had pretty good contact. Got a little too much air underneath it, but made pretty good contact with it. Right fielder runs in, makes it look pretty easy. That was Bridget Filburn, another freshman for Franklin Monroe, the Lady Jets. We got Audra Metzger, and she takes the first ball in there for a strike. We got Audra Metzger at the plate. One strike, no balls, one out. Bottom of the third. Steve Stone here with Darian Sheffer. Second pitch in there for a low for a ball. One ball, one strike, one out. Snow's picking up an intensity all of a sudden here.
Snow, rain, slate, whatever they want to call that.
Pitch to the plate, high. A little high and inside. A little chin music right there. We'll call that a little chin music. For the ball number two, two balls, one strike.
It'd be nice to get Audra on base here.
Pitch to the plate.
Oh, wow.
Hit her right in the lower leg. Hit her hard.
That's going to hurt. It's a little cold out here.
That's going to sting. She's kind of hobbling. She's hobbling down to first base.
She's tough, though.
She's tough. Absolutely. Actually, hit her.
In the kneecap on the
side,
she
was just talking to her coach, Mr. Tin, and said to hit her just below the knee. Definitely felt it, that's for sure. I felt it from right here. I heard the thump from here.
Yeah.
So Audrish kind of runs it off, rubs it off, shakes it off here, and she's on first base, and we've got Logan Ranley at the plate. Logan digs in. She's ready. Pitch to the plate. But rolls up. Third baseman runs in, grabs it, fires it to first. Advance. I'm sitting here watching the play. I'm not the best announcer in the world. I'll be the first one to admit that. What we had there was bunt hit back to third base. Third baseman picks it up, fires it to first, and gets Logan at first. Audra rounds second. And I think if she would have just kept running.
She would have been safe for sure. But
she rounded second. She never hesitated at second. She rounded second.
She was halfway to third.
Halfway to third. And then stopped and hesitated. And by that time, the first baseman kind of saw what was going on and got her caught in a pickle. And then she tried to dive into third, and they put the tag on her.
I think she was safe, though.
Yeah, she looked like
she might have been under that tag.
She looked like she made it in under the tag. And Vonnie was right on top of it. And Vonnie felt like she made it right underneath that tag. But if she wouldn't have hesitated, she'd have made it into third, no problem. She came around second, and she was darn near to third, where she finally kind of, I don't know what she did, looked up and said, oh, my gosh, what am I doing here? If she would have just kept running, she would have been fine.
Yeah.
But she hesitated, and as soon as she hesitated, the first baseman kind of saw what was going on. And being aware, threw the ball to second and got her caught up in a pickle. So that actually ended up being, I guess you score that a double play?
I'd imagine, yeah.
So that takes us out of the inning. We'll be back in just a second. We're back here at the top of the fourth inning. Indians are just trailing one run to none And Franklin Monroe, Lady Jets, up to the plate. Pitch to the plate. Big strike. Nicole Cool is at the plate. She digs in. Chelsea's ready. Delivers. A little bit inside there for a ball. Still got snow pelting us here. This is two games in a row we've been snowed on.
Three games in a row, really.
Three games in a row in two days.
Two
doubleheaders. A doubleheader. So we had two games on Saturday. We got snowed on both of those. Now we're in here on Monday.
But we're tough.
Gray as can be and overcast and getting hit in the face with snow. Chelsea's ready, delivers.
Ooh.
Called ball.
A little high, probably.
So we've got to count even, two balls, two strikes, no outs, top of the fourth. Lady Jets leading by one run. Ball is hit to the hit to third base. Chelsea backhands it. Casey backhands it right at the bag, and it's a called foul ball. So we still have a count of two balls, two strikes. Pitch to the plate.
She hits a rocket
out into left field. Nice play by Emily. Emily keeps her eye on it and backtracks. And I'd say if we had a warning track, she'd be on. She would have been on the warning track.
That's a nice play out there by Emily Hart.
Yep, she was right on that, and it drove her back quite a ways. And she kind of watched the ball and made an
well hit
ball, and she made an excellent catch for an out. Ball's popped up.
Oh, Tori. Great play by Tori Vaughn over here right in front of us.
Right in front of us. Tori runs out into the foul territory right in front of us and makes a play. Two outs. Defense is stellar today.
Defense is good tonight. I guess I put better in the cold.
That's right. Defense is
excellent.
But I
wouldn't mind for it to warm up.
Chelsea delivers the first pitch and rolls it in there for a ball. One ball, no strikes, two outs, Lady Jets here in Fort Recovery. You know what we need? We need the wind to pick up a little bit. That would be really nice if the wind to pick up a little bit. Second pitch in there for a called strike. One ball, one strike, two outs. Fort Recovery Indians trailing by one run. Chelsea's ready, delivers. Unbelievable. Girl goes three-quarters of the way around on a pit and then checks her swing, and they called it a ball.
Wow, that was a bad call.
That was hedgy. Another one in there for a ball. Three balls, one strike. Well, actually, it's two balls, two strikes.
Yeah.
But the scoreboard says three balls, one strike. Chelsea's ready. Delivers. Strike.
There it is. Brings it to full count.
Brings us a full count. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the fourth.
Big out right here.
Chelsea's ready. Delivers. Oh, called ball. She's going to take first base. So 14, Morgan Brigham gets a senior, gets a walk there. So she's on first, and we have got Allie Armstrong, sophomore, at the plate. She digs in. Chelsea's ready. Delivers. She hits a ball down to third. Casey picks it up. Fires it to first. A little bit out. Misses.
Oh, no. Oh.
Ball was fielded cleanly by Casey Vogel, thrown over to first. The ball was just a bit wide of the bag. Tori misses it. Ball rolls to the fence. Runner advances to second. The runner from second runs around third, heads for home. Tori wisely picks it up, fires it to home in plenty of time.
Yeah.
Jump in here anytime, buddy.
I
don't know. Looked like she was out at home, but she was called safe.
Looked about like the same play Audra got in.
Yep. So that scores another run. So we've got they've got two runs across. Franklin Monroe 2, Fort Recovery Indians 0. Pitch to the plate. Ball is blooped out to second base. Carly makes a diving Carly makes a diving stab at it, and it gets past her, rolls out beyond her. Ball's fielded by Metzger, thrown in, and the is she on second? Second. Person on second makes it around to score, so we've got three runs across. Franklin Monroe leading. Chelsea pitches. Strike. So they get two runs this inning so far. We've got two outs. We've got Bridget Filburn at the plate. One strike. Pitches in. Hit back to shortstop. Short picks it up. Throws it to Tori. A little low. She drops it. That's going to make the runner at first safe, and the runner advances from second to third. Again, Devin fields it very cleanly.
Just throws a one-hopper to Tori, and she can't quite get the scoop.
Yep, and fires it over to Tori at kind of a one-hopper, and she tries to scoop it and gets past her glove, so runner at first is safe. Chelsea's ready, delivers, shows bunt. Runner takes off from first, makes it to second without a throw. So now we got runners on second and third. Batter at the plate. Number 12, Emily Morris. Pitch is hit into left field. That's going to score at least two runs. Emily picks it up, fires it in. Devin grabs it, runs the batter back to first base. That's going to just score a single for her, but she's got two RBIs. Runner's going to score from second and third. So we've got two outs. Franklin Monroe, Lady Jets are putting in a pinch runner. Number one comes in. Taylor Hackney comes in for our batter. She's at first now. We've got batter at the plate. It's got number eight.
The right fielder.
Right fielder, Kennedy Morris.
Just a freshman.
Umpire had a timeout there talking to the Franklin Monroe coach, getting that pinch runner in. I think everything's squared away. The batter steps in. Chelsea's ready. Delivers. Show bunt. Runner takes off. Throws made.
Got her out.
Got
good
her.
Play by Logan right
got
there.
Got her. Logan was ready for her to run. She took off towards second. Devin slides over to take the throw and tags her out at second base. Great play. We're taking a break.
We are back.
We're back here at the bottom of the fourth inning. Unfortunately, the Jets, Lady Jets, had a good inning. They're top of the fifth, and they got four runs across. So we're trailing now 5-0. We need to get some offense going. Who do we got up there?
Devin Post.
Devin Post up to the plate. She pops one up. Oh, catcher made a great run at it, but falls just beyond her reach. So Devin's count is even. One ball, one strike. No outs.
Here's a good person to lead off the inning and get on base here.
Yeah, Devin can hit the heck out of the ball. So, yeah, it'd be nice to get her on. Who do we got up?
Casey right behind her.
Casey coming up behind her. Pitcher's ready. Devin's ready. Pitch to the plate. Another pop-up behind. That's beyond the fence, out of play. Two strikes, one ball, no outs. Bottom of the fourth. Devin's at the plate, Devin Post, and Casey Vogel's on deck. Hey, I got Casey's name right this time.
Yeah, about time.
Pitch to the plate. Fouls one over our heads here and out of play. Over the home dugout.
Bo 10's on that foul ball.
We're sending Bo 10 out after that. Pitcher's ready. Devin digs in. She's ready. Pitch to the plate. She hits a chopper past the second baseman.
Well hit ball. Really hard hit.
Yeah, hit a real hard chopper. Made it past the pitcher, and the second baseman made a play at it. Kind of knocked it down on her knees, but wasn't fast enough to get it over to first. So Devin knocks out a single here. She's on first. We got Casey at the plate.
Another good person to have up here.
And we've got Chelsea, our pitcher, Chelsea Timmerman on deck. Ball's hit into the gap, rolls out to right field. Nice, nice hit. Pass the first baseman out into right field. Right fielder makes a play, gets the ball back in. Casey safe with a single. Advances Devin to second base, and we have got Chelsea Timmerman. Chelsea Timmerman digs in. She's ready. We've got Victoria Vaughn on deck. Ball to the plate. High, kind of a wild pitch past the catcher. And that's going to roll to the fence, and that's going to advance both runners, obviously, without even a throw. The Franklin Monroe Lady Jets are going to have a little powwow at the pitcher's mound. I think maybe try to calm the pitcher down a little bit. We'll take a quick break here. I think the coach just kind of called a quick timeout there, come out and talk to her pitcher. Maybe thinking she might be just a hair rattled a little bit. She's got runners on second and third, no outs, one ball on Chelsea. Infielders came in, a little bit of a conference there at the pitcher's mound. Now everybody's ready, ball to the plate. Chelsea gets around on it, but fouls it out of play. Bo Tin jogs over. He's ready. Fetch, boy, fetch. Pitcher's ready, delivers. Chelsea chops one just foul down first baseline. Makes a run almost all the way to first before he calls the foul.
Yeah, not sure what he was doing there. Get her loosened up.
Give her exercise. She needs to get the blood flow. I'm about ready to take a few laps around the dugout here to get warmed up. Chelsea's ready. Pitch to the plate. High. Real high. So that brings the count to two balls, two strikes, no outs. Indians threatening here with runners on second and third. Chelsea Timmerman at the plate. Pitch to the plate. Another high pitch.
So that brings the count full.
Three balls.
Be big to load the bases
here. Oh, it'd be big. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Indians got runners on second and third. Pitcher's ready. She delivers. Chelsea hits the ball to second. Ball's picked up and
wow. Second baseman went to second with nobody even going to second. And Chelsea safe at first. And a run came home, Devin Post.
I don't know what they were thinking. the second baseman picked the ball up.
Throws it.
Flips it to shortstop, right? Was she covering? Who picked it off? Anyhow, flipped it to second, like, and she steps on the bag like, hey, I just got a force out. But the problem with the force out was there was nobody on first. Tori's at the plate, shows bunt, pulls it back, runner goes. And she gets thrown out. Chelsea gets thrown out at second. Great throw by the catcher. Chelsea tries to steal second, gets thrown out. Anyhow, back to the other play that she thought she had a force out at second. She had nobody at second, so it advanced the runners. And we got a run across on that. So we got one run. Tori's at the plate. We've got one ball, one strike. One out. Indians still threatening with a runner on third. Pitch in there for a called strike. One ball, two strikes, one out. Tori digs in. Pitcher's ready.
We got to have another run in this.
Yeah, we need it. Just got to get a hit. Called strike. Just caught her looking. That makes two outs. Dang it.
With Carly Stone coming up to the bat. Carly to the plate.
Carly Stone steps up, checks the signs from Coach Vaughn. She steps into the batter's box, and she's ready. She shows bunt, puts bunt down. She puts the bunt, She puts a bunt down, excellent bunt, and just again died right in front of the plate.
Yeah, I think they were waiting for it to roll past the chalk there, but it didn't quite get there.
She had enough English on that to keep it in play. So it just died right there and did not roll out of play. So then they picked it up and didn't even attempt to make a throw to first, probably because that stone gets it fast.
Yeah.
So Carly's safe at first. We got runners on the corner. Taylor 10 digs in, takes a ball low at the knees. One ball. No strikes. Rally time, rally time.
Yep.
Get the rally
hats on.
Need some
runs here.
Yep. Taylor's ready. Pitcher's ready. Delivers. Big strike. She takes a big cut at it and misses for strike one. One ball, one strike. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Indians trailing 5-1. Taylor takes another ball, another big swing. Misses. We need a hit.
Yep, we need a hit.
One ball, two strikes. Two outs. Pitch is in there. She hits it back to the pitcher. Pitcher scoops, flips it to first, four and out. Well, we got one run across. We'll take a break and be back.
We are back.
We're back here with Chelsea still pitching. Chelsea Timmerman at the plate. Or at the mound, throws it in there.
Ball low.
For a ball. We got number 8 at the plate, Kennedy Morris. Pitches in there. Hit to third. Hit to third, and Casey bobbles the ball, gets it over to Tori, but not in time. So that's going to be a single.
Hand's probably a little cold over there.
Yeah, I would say the hand's got to be a little cold.
Yep.
Got number 16, lefty, number 16 at the plate, Carrie Baker. She's a senior. She digs in. Got a runner at first. Chelsea's ready, delivers. Ball is hit into right field.
Great athletic play by Hannah Knapke right there right.
Hannah makes a break on the ball, settles in underneath it.
Kind of took a few steps in, her first steps.
Yep.
And then went back and got the ball.
Yep, that's our freshman out there playing right field, doing an excellent job for out number one. Ball was hit well. We got number 10 up. She's showing bunt, pitch to the plate. She pulls back and swings at it and hits that out of play down the left field line. Number 10 for the Lady Jets. I'm going to say that. I said Nicole.
Yeah, I'm not real
but
sure.
But as I read that again, I'm going to say that's Nichelle.
Nichelle, yep. Nichelle Cool.
Nichelle Cool. Nichelle Cool with a cool name. She steps in. She's ready. Digs in. Chelsea's ready. Pitch to the plate. She shows bunt. Runner goes. Ball gets past Carly Stone. Rolls out into the... The ball gets past our second baseman out into center field. The ball gets picked up and thrown in.
But not a very good job by our outfield.
No.
They didn't even move. You got to back that throw up.
You got to back that throw up. And their coach saw it, and they sent her from third. She never even hesitated. She rounded third and went straight home. Our girls got the ball to the plate, but it was way late. So that scored a run on a couple of errors. Takes them to 6. Run. The ball is hit to Devin. Devin scoops, fires it to first. Fires the ball to first, and Tori makes a good play at it, but it pulls her off the bag, pulls her foot off the bag, so she is safe at first. So now we've got one out. We've got Kenzie Goins, sophomore, at the plate. Chelsea's ready, delivers. Runner goes. Throw down, not in time. Stolen base by Nichelle Cool. Batter steps out of the batter's box. She's now back in. Chelsea's ready. Winds, delivers. Ball is hit to short, thrown to first. Not in time. Runner tries for third. And Tori just holds the ball, gets it back to the pitcher. So Got a single there. Now we got runners on the corner. Got runners on second, third, one out. Got number 14 at the plate, Morgan Bingham. Umpire's cleaning the plate. He's ready. Batter shows bunt. Pulls back. Ball bounces in there. Ball gets past the catcher, rolls back to the fence. That scored the runner from third. Runner from first advances to third.
Good heads up play by Emily, though, coming out of her spot from left field.
To back that up, yeah, that was nice. That scores another run, so we've got 7 runs across for the Lady Jets, and the Indians got one, and Coach Vaughn's having a little meeting at the pitcher's mound. Darian and I are on the verge of hypothermia here. Kind of getting Chelsea calmed down a little bit, I think. Everybody had a meeting. Meeting's broken up. Vaughn couldn't walk any slower back to the dugout. Batter digs in. Chelsea's ready now. Got one out here in the top of the fifth. Chelsea's ready. She delivers a pitch called ball. So we got 2 balls, no strikes, 1 out here in the top of the fifth. Lady Jets from Franklin Monroe leading our Indians. Ball hit, kind of popped up. Devin slides back, makes a play, holds the runner at third. Exactly what we needed right there.
Yeah, that was big out. Gives us 2 outs there in the inning.
Exactly what we need.
Go to first base with this one now.
Yep. 2 outs, runner at third. We've got number 25 at the plate, Allie Armstrong. She's a sophomore from Franklin Monroe. She digs in, ball to the plate. She hits a nice shot out into center field. Gets past Metzger, picked up by May, thrown in. And that scored the runner.
Well hit ball for her.
Yep. It was hit shy of Audra Metzger, and she, again, made an excellent break on the ball and was running towards it pretty much laid out.
Yeah.
And tried to make a diving catch, missed it. Ball popped up to Hannah. Hannah runs over, makes a play. So we get out of the inning, but we gave up a couple more runs. Indians trailing 8-1. We'll take a break. We're back here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Lady Indians need to get their bats going.
Yeah, they sure do.
We're trailing 8-1, bottom of the fifth. Number 12 still pitching for us. She's pitched the whole game. Emily Moore, she's a junior. First pitch in there for a strike. We got Hannah Kanapke, who's been playing really well in right field. Just a freshman. She digs in. Pitch to the plate. She hits a nice liner out into left field.
Well hit.
Yep, hits a nice line drive out into left field. Easily gets to first. We're at the top of the lineup here, so hopefully we can get some O going. We've got Audra Metzger up to the plate. She checks the sign down with Coach Vaughn. She steps in to the batter's box, digs in. She's ready. Pitch to the plate. Low, showed a bunt. Low. What'd they call that, a foul ball?
Foul ball, yep.
Gets back behind the catcher, foul ball. She showed bunt there. Strike one. Audra Metzger up to the plate. Pitch to the plate. Low. Catcher fires the ball down to first base, and Hannah dives back to the bag. Still got Hannah on first. Audra Metzger at the plate with a 1-1 count, no outs. Ball to the plate. She hits a nice roller out into right field. Right fielder picks it up, fires it back in, but not before Audra gets to first base. So we punched out 2 singles here so far. And we've got Logan Ranley at the plate. No outs. Kind of looked like last inning.
Yeah.
Got runners
top of our lineup here, though. So.
Got runners at first and second. Top of the lineup for us.
They got everybody in playing in here, expecting a bunt. That's kind of like a bunt swing. I'm not really sure what that was, but it worked out for us.
Logan, was that a bunt?
It was a bunt. Hands were on the bat, like for a bunt, but she swung.
And they have their whole infield playing almost even with a pitcher.
Yeah.
I've never seen a shift quite like this.
No. And it didn't pay off.
It didn't pay off for him because we still got the bunt down. We still got the bases loaded. We got Logan on first. We've got Audra at second. We've got Hannah Kanapke on third. Vonnie is putting a pinch runner in for
Chloe Metzger.
Chloe Metzger is coming in for
Logan Randley.
Logan comes back into the dugout. Metzger on first. Vonnie conferring that with the umpire.
I'm excited for this at-bat here. Bases loaded. Devin Posey at the bat.
Yeah, she's got to
get – Casey Vogel right behind her.
Yeah, she's got to get fired up.
We got some good hitters.
Yep, we got no outs. Pitch to the plate. Called strike. Everybody's playing in for the Lady Jets. So, man, I would think if she could poke one out there, it's going to be a
– clear the bases, hopefully.
It's going to be an extra base hit for sure. Next pitch in there, she fouls straight back over the fence.
We need her here.
Pitcher's ahead on the count. No balls, two strikes. Bases loaded. We're threatening here with no outs. Devin's ready. She digs in. Pitcher's ready. Pitch to the plate.
Oh, man.
Strike three. Gosh. Strikeout swinging. One out. We got Casey Vogel at the plate. She levels the bat, digs in. Pitch to the plate. Called
Ooh.
Strike.
Looked a little high.
Called strike. Man, we cannot let this go.
No, we can't.
We have got to get something going on here. Pitch to the plate. She hits a roller down to third. Third picks it up, throws it past first base, but we get the out. They get the out at home, but we still had a runner behind them wisely headed home, so we got another run across. The ball goes out into right field, but their right fielder was right up behind the first baseman.
Well done by them.
Yeah, to back that up and get the ball back in and only hold us to one run. So we did get a run across, but we now have two outs, runners on the corners. Lady Jets still leading 8-2. We've got Chelsea Timmerman at the plate. We've got Casey Vogel on first. Pitch to the plate. Catcher comes up throwing, fires it back to third. Had no chance of getting.
No. Chloe.
Chloe. Casey looks like she may take off. Pitch to the plate. Big cut by Chelsea Timmerman for strike two. No balls, two strikes, two outs all of a sudden. Darn. Pitcher's ready. She delivers. Low. Gets past the catcher. They're going to send her home.
Oh, man.
And she got thrown out at home. Oh, tough inning for us. Left a lot of runners on there.
Yeah.
We could have got more runs.
Yeah.
Bottom of coming into the bottom of the
top six.
Top of the sixth, and we are down 8-2.
We are on.
We're back here at the top of the sixth inning. The Indians trailing 8-2. Chelsea's still pitching, and the first pitch is in there. Popped up. Popped up to Devin. Devin rushes over, makes the play right at second base for out number one. Devin's been playing pretty darn good defense today.
Yep.
So we got one out to start the inning. Got number 12 at the plate, Emily Morris. She hits one back to the pitcher, picks it up, throws it to first. Nice.
Speaking of good defense, Chelsea Turman on that one.
Yeah, Chelsea's been pitching pretty darn well, and she's been playing She's made the right decision about every time when the ball's been hit back to her. She knows exactly where she needs to be.
Good senior leadership right there.
Absolutely. Two outs now, so two up, two down so far. Pitch to the plate. Hit back to Devin, gets underneath her glove, rolls out into left field for a single. Just as we were bragging about her.
Yep.
Just as we're bragging
we
about her.
We jinxed her. That one's on us.
Yep, she let a fairly easy one get past her there for a single. So Franklin Monroe's got Kennedy Morris on first base. We got two outs, top of the sixth. Their big lefty coming up to the plate, Carrie Baker. She digs in. Chelsea's ready. Pitch to the plate. Called strike. Runner goes. Throws out.
She's out. Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Perfect.
Yeah, that.
Perfect throw.
That's an out.
Runner goes. Perfect throw. Perfect catch. Tags her right on the top of the head, and they called her safe.
The glove hit her in the head.
Man, that was a great play. Great play by the Indians.
Yeah, the ump said the ball did not, or the glove did not touch her, but
her forearm did.
Yeah.
Ball's hit to Bridget. Bridget. Ball's hit back to our second baseman. She bobbles and runner safe at first, and a runner from second scores. So that scores a run for the Lady Jets. Another run across, so it's 9-2. Number 10 is up to the plate. She turns and shows bunt. Number 10, Nichelle Morris, sophomore. She shows bunt, turns around, pulls it back, pitches in there for a ball. Chels ready to the plate. Ball gets past the catcher. The runner's going to be easily at second with no throw. So we got two balls, no strikes. Two outs. We got to get out of this inning.
Yep.
Chelsea kicks the dirt around a little bit. She's ready. Delivers. Ball is hit to Devin. Devin scoops. Fires it to first.
Great play.
Devin and Tori get us out of the inning with just one run scored. We're at the bottom of the sixth, and we're down 9-2. We'll be back. We're on here at Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Bottom of the sixth trailing. Pitch to the plate.
Oh, my.
What did they just call? She pulled that.
She went to lay it on the butt, and she pulled it back, and he said it wasn't in time.
I don't think we're not getting any breaks.
We're playing at home, aren't we?
We'll just put it that way. We're not getting any breaks today.
I thought we were playing at home.
Boy, oh boy. One ball, one strike. Pitch to the plate. She hits a heck of a ball.
That's a home run. I'm calling it. That's a home run.
Chelsea Turman hits one to the fence and in the gap. That's a gapper. She's at a just hits
a fender.
Hits the heck out of the ball, rolls all the way to the fence. I'd say she could have got home there. They held her up at third. She probably could have got home. That was a heck of a shot out into the gap in right center field. Chelsea leads off with a triple.
I'm yelling at Coach Vaughn about that when he gets back here.
All right, we'll get on him a little
bit.
Yeah. Pitch to the plate. Tori's at bat, Tori Vaughn. She takes strike one. We got Carly Stone on deck. Tori at the plate, takes second pitch. High, and she takes a cut at it and knocks it foul for strike two. No way we can get out of this inning without scoring Chelsea,
no.
Is there?
Mm-mm. Especially with no outs.
No outs. Chelsea's
on third.
Tori at the plate. She's ready. Ball low. One ball. Two strikes, no outs. Lady Indians trailing 9-2. Bottom of the sixth. Pitch to the plate. She hits a chopper right in front of the plate. And she is thrown out at first, but Chelsea gets to home. The ball's thrown, but she slides past the tag, across the plate for another run. So we got three runs now. Still trailing. You score that as a
RBI.
It's an RBI, isn't
it? Yep.
Sacrifice. She gets thrown out at first, but still scored a run. We've got
your favorite player, Carly Stone. What's about?
Absolutely my favorite player, Carly Stone. Up to the plate, got some personnel things we're working on with the umpire. Umpire's got timeout. We're ready. Carly steps in to the batter's box. She's ready. First pitch to the plate. She takes a big cut at it for a strike. Carly steps out of the batter's box. Now she's back in. Pitch to the plate.
Ooh. One about hit her on the inside.
Looked a little inside. Called strike. Pitcher ahead now on the count. Pitch to the plate. Carly chops one back to the pitcher. She drops it. And Carly easily makes it to first.
Where'd she get them wheels from?
I have no idea. I guarantee you she didn't get them from me. I can tell you that for sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure who she's getting them from. Maybe
I'm good at distance. Maybe, I can do distance. Maybe, I can't. I'm not fast, but I can do. I got good duration.
I don't believe that one either.
Oh, come on, man. I have ran a marathon. FYI. Pitch to the plate. Low. Catcher drops the ball. We were just talking about how fast Carly was, and she didn't take second on that one. That's crazy.
I don't know what she's doing out there.
She must be sleeping.
Yep.
Yell at her. Wake her up.
She gets that from her dad.
Yeah, he was asleep at the wheel. Pitch to the plate for a strike. So we've got one ball, one strike, one out. Carly Stone on first. We've got Taylor 10 at the plate. Pitch to the pitch in. She fouls it back. So we got one ball, two strikes, one out. Taylor's at the plate. She's due. She is due for a hit. Taylor's ready. She digs in. Pitch to the plate. Knocked foul. So we got one ball, two strikes, one out. Carly on first. Taylor steps into the batter's box. She's ready. Pitch to the plate. Low. Real low. That evens the count. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Lady Jets leading our Indians. Pitch to the plate. Foul ball.
Good at bat here by Taylor, making the pitcher work.
She's working, no doubt. We got Hannah Kanapke on deck. One out. Carly's at first. Pitcher's ready. Ball to the plate. Taylor takes a big cut at it, misses. Ball's dropped, but the catcher wisely picks it up, tags her out. Carly makes it to second fairly easily. So, dang, now we're back to two outs.
Well, we got a runner in scoring position here.
Got a runner in scoring position. We got Hannah.
We've seen Hannah hit the ball pretty well.
Yep.
So
Hannah digs in. We need a hit. Need a hit.
Ooh, just out in front of that one a little bit.
Yep, she takes a cut at it for strike one. No balls, one strike, two outs. Carly on second. Hannah Kanapke at the plate, and we're ball low. And we've got Audra Metzger on deck. One ball, one strike, two outs.
Be big to get Hannah on here with the top of the lineup coming up.
Hannah takes a big cut at it again for a strike two. Two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runner in scoring position. Pitch to the plate. Got her swinging. Got her swinging for out number three. We're at top of the seventh. Indians trailing 9-3. We're back here. Fort Recovery Radio. Steve Stone, Darren Sheffer calling the Lady Girls softball game. We are in the top of the seventh. Got snow kind of hitting us a little bit here, a little bit more regular than we did before. Chelsea Timmerman still at the plate. First pitch is in there for a strike.
Chelsea's still at the rubber at the plate.
Did I say the plate?
Yeah.
Dang it.
Hey, but that's what I'm here for.
That's right. Correct all my mistakes. That's what he's here for.
Yes, sir.
Chelsea delivers. Strike two.
Real good pitch by Chelsea there.
Well, you want to call that a pitcher's mound, right? But in softball, it's not mounded. It's flat, right? So what's the deal on that?
I'm not sure.
Chelsea delivers a pitch high for a ball. One ball, two strikes, no outs. See, last Saturday, I couldn't feel my toes, but my hands were pretty good. Today, I can't feel my hands or my toes.
And you even got gloves on.
And I even got gloves on.
What's up with that?
Pitch to the plate. Dribbled foul down the third baseline. One ball, two strikes, no outs, top of the seventh. Indians trailing 9-3. Chelsea's pitching a whole game here, it looks like. Chelsea's ready, delivers. Ball is hit back to Devin. Devin scoops, throws to Torrey. Easy out at first.
Good play right there.
Yeah, Devin. Yeah, everything was perfect. Textbook. Yep. Textbook. Yep. Scoops, fires, right on target to Torrey. For out number one. So we got one out. We got number 14 at the plate. Pitch is in there for a strike. Morgan Bingham, a senior, number 14, from Franklin Monroe. She digs in. Chelsea's ready. Pitch to the plate. Low for a ball. One ball, one strike, one out. Top of the seventh. Here at Fort Recovery. Gets much grayer. They're going to have to turn the lights on.
Yep.
It's freaking
no lights out here.
Overcast. Popped up. Out of play.
Ooh.
Hit the dugout. It was coming right towards us. I was about to push Darian right in front of the ball.
Yeah, wouldn't have been good.
So we've got one strike, two balls, one out. Got to get this. We've got to get out of this inning 1-2-3. That'd be big.
That'd be huge.
Chelsea's ready. Delivers. Ball is hit into – all right. Hit right to our second baseman. Makes that look pretty easy. She steps up, makes the catch for out number two. That's Pot Cutter makes the play.
Bridget
Pot Cutter. Couldn't think of her name. Bridget Pot Cutter makes the play. Bridget's in at second for Carly Stone. Chelsea's ready, delivers. Ball's hit hard into right field, and it gets past our right fielder. That's going to roll to the fence. That is going to be at least three. They're telling her four, and she is going to go for home. Ball's thrown to home. Not in time. She's safe. That's another run across for them, so it's 10-3. Still two outs here. She hit that a ton. And
just kept rolling to the fence.
Yep, and it rolled all the way to the fence. Wasn't expecting that.
No.
Two outs. Get a run across on a home inside the park home run. Still two outs. Chelsea's ready. Delivers. Strike. Franklin Monroe leading us here 10-3. Top of the seventh. Chelsea delivers. Ball is hit. Bounces off our second baseman's glove. Rolls out into right field. Ball's thrown back in. Runner thinks about going to second, but wisely stays at first. Got a little bit of a rally going on here by Franklin Monroe. We got to get out of this inning.
We got to get out of this. We got to get the bats going here.
Number three steps to the plate. Bridget Filburn. Runner on first. Two outs. Ball to the plate. Runner goes. Throw down. Not in time. Devin made a good play. It was a pretty decent throw. Devin makes a nice catch, but not in time. So now they got a runner in scoring position, but we still have two outs. One strike, ball to the plate, called strike.
Good pitch there. Got ahead in the count here. No balls, two strikes, two outs, runners on second. Be a big out here.
Yeah, we need an out.
Need
really
to get
bad.
Out of this inning.
Yep, absolutely. Chelsea's ready. She delivers. Ball's popped up. Just out of play. Catcher was ready to make a play on it, but it was just beyond the fence. Who do we got behind home plate there? Is that Aaliyah?
Still Logan.
Is that Logan?
Logan.
Okay.
We got Aaliyah Jenkins out in right field.
Oh, there you go.
For Hannah Kanapke.
Pitch to the plate. Ball's hit into center field. And it falls in for a single, and that's going to score the run from second to home. Hit right in the gap. Both of our girls were closing on it. Audra had the best chance at it, and again, she made a diving stab at it and just about had it, but just falls in there for a single.
Great effort, though.
Great effort. That scores another run, so it's 11-3. Still two outs. Chelsea fires one in there for a strike. Number three, Bridget Filburn gets that single and RBI. Chelsea's ready, delivers a pitch. Ball is hit over Devin's head out into left field. Emily comes up, makes the play, gets the ball back in, holds the runner to second base, and so now they got a runner on first and second. And we've got Kennedy Morris, a freshman, up to bat.
Get this out here.
We've got Chelsea Timmerman on the pitching rubber. She's ready. Delivers a pitch. Called that low for a ball. Got two runners on now. Still two outs. Just got to get one more and get out of this inning. Delivers. Ball is hit hard, but it's going to be foul. Thank goodness. Down the left field line. Emily grabs it, gets it back in.
Brings the count to 1-1, one ball, one strike. Still two outs.
One ball, one strike, two outs. Be nice just to get out of this inning with no more damage done. Chelsea to the plate. Ball is hit foul down third baseline. Giving Emily a workout out there chasing foul balls.
Yep. Two strikes here. One more.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. Come on, Chelsea. Fire one in there for a strike.
Right there.
Got
there
her looking. Yep. Yes, that was awesome.
Great pitch by Chelsea right
Great
there.
Great pitch. Gets us out of the inning. They strand two. We're up to bat here at the bottom of the seventh. We'll be back.
We are back.
We're back here at the top of our batting order. We've got Audra Metzger at the plate. We are at the bottom of the seventh here. She throws down a bunt and pops it up, actually, behind home plate and falls harmlessly in the grass. So that's strike one. Hannah's had an excellent game defensively for us. She's played really well. Audra ready, takes the second pitch for a strike. Just like that, the pitcher's ahead in the count. Zero balls, two strikes, no outs. Indians trailing here 11-3, bottom of the seventh. Pitcher's ready, delivers. Rolls one in there for a ball. I think the temperature's dropped 10 degrees and the wind's picked up, blowing about 20 miles an hour now. Pitch to the plate. Just about hits her again. Quick feet by Audra. She jumps up out of the way. still sporting that bruise from the last time she was at the plate.
Yeah, she ain't dirty yet, which is unusual.
Pitcher's ready, delivers. Audra pops one up. That's going to fall out of play. Audra steps out of the batter's box, checks the signs from Jeff. She digs back in. Pitcher's ready. Checks a sign, delivers. Called out strikes. She kind of bends back like she's going to get hit by the ball, and then he calls a strike.
Yep.
Not sure about that, but we're not in a good angle to see that. Now we've got Logan up. I think Logan's due too, isn't she?
Yeah.
Logan Ranley up. She pops one up. Somebody's going to be able to make a play on it. Oh.
Great play by the shortstop there. Covered a lot of ground.
Yeah,
surprised
sure
the third baseman didn't try to get that one, but.
Yeah.
She kind of just watched her teammate go get it.
Great play. Yeah, she really hustled in, made a play all the way over by the fence, caught the ball for out number two.
Wow.
Devin hits a rocket out into center field. Made great contact with that. So now we got runner on first, Devin.
When did that hit the last time she went to bat?
Oh, my gosh, do we ever, yes.
Yep.
Two outs. Casey at the plate. Low for a ball. Devin's on first. Casey's at the plate. Casey's ready. She digs in. Pitcher ready. Pitch to the plate. Strike. One ball, one strike, two outs. Bottom of the seventh. Indians trailing here 11-3. Casey steps out of the batter's box. Takes a couple swings. She's back in. Pitch to the plate. She hits a nice shot over the shortstop out into the center field. Ball's picked up, thrown in.
Nice little blooper there.
Nice bloop right over the shortstop's head. Now we got two runners on. Two runners on. Runner on first and second. We got Chelsea Timmerman at the plate. Tori Vaughn on deck. Devin on second. Casey's on first. Pitch to the plate. High for a ball.
She wanted that one.
She thought about it.
Yeah.
Came in a little high, so she backed off of it for a ball. We have fairly consistent snow going on.
Yeah.
Next pitch in there for another ball. So we've got two balls. No strikes, two outs, runners on first and second. Pitches in there.
Looked high.
Looked high for a strike. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Franklin Monroe leading. Low for ball three. Catcher comes up, fires the ball to first, and chases Casey back to the bag. She makes it in there no problem. Pitcher's ready. She checks the sign, winds, delivers. Chelsea hits one, kind of a pop-up, and flies back to the second baseman, and she makes the play. And that is going to be the end of our game here. The Indians lose a close one. Closer.
Yep.
Closer than they have been. We lose to Franklin Monroe, the Lady Jets, 11-3. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I'm Steve Stone.
I'm Darian Sheffer.
And we'll catch you next game. Thanks for tuning in.